Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Easter Sunday, April 21st, Pope Francis laments attacks on several churches and hotels in Sri Lanka. The Holy Father leads Easter celebrations and calls for an end to conflict in his Urbi et Orbi address. And Jerusalem prays in Jerusalem pray for lasting peace in the world. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Several deadly attacks were carried out in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, with churches and hotels being targeted. The unknown assailants killed at least 207 people and wounded more than 450 others. On the same day, Pope Francis lamented such cruel violence in his Easter Urbi et Orbi address. He expressed his heartfelt closeness to Sri Lanka's Christian community and to all the injured. Speaking to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, he said the multiple attacks have wrought great grief and sorrow, and he entrusted to the Lord all those who died tragically. As Alistair Wanklin reports, the coordinated attacks struck during Easter Mass.
One of the bombs exploded during Mass at the Catholic St. Anthony's Church in Colombo. Images appear to show the bomb went off at the back of the church, behind the rear pew. It fired shrapnel across the church, slamming into walls dozens of meters away. The bomb has also struck the Catholic Church of St. Sebastian in the city of Negombo, where Sri Lankan television showed devastation inside the building. Pews are bloodstained and piled on one another. Stations of the cross and decorations were ripped from the walls. Hundreds of roof tiles lie smashed on the floor. The attack has also struck upmarket hotels in Colombo and in the city of Batticaloa, a Protestant church, which caught on fire after the bomb went off. Sri Lankan police blamed suicide bombers. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe called the attacks a national crisis. Christians comprise about 8% of Sri Lanka's population. There are similar numbers of Hindus and Muslims. Buddhists make up the majority. Sri Lanka's Minister of Defence, Dinendra Ruwan Wijewardene, said there would be a firm response against whichever group was responsible.
We will take the necessary actions. We will go after them, whatever religious extremism that they are following.
Meanwhile, the Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith, called on all people to pray for the victims.
It's a very, very sad day for all of us. I wish to therefore express my deepest sorrow and sympathy to all those innocent families that have lost someone, and also to those who have been injured and rendered destitute. I would like to call upon all to pray that all those who are injured may be healed soon, and that all these families who have lost someone may be consoled. I ask all our Sri Lankan people not to take the law into their own hands, and to maintain peace and harmony in this country.
Sri Lanka suffered decades of civil war, which ended 10 years ago. Since then, there have been isolated incidents, but nothing on the scale of the Easter Sunday attacks. Alistair Wanklin, Vatican News.
Ahead of his Urbi et Orbi blessing to the city and to the world, Pope Francis prayed with the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square that the light of the risen Christ shine in the darkness of conflicts around the world.
Cristo vive e rimane con noi.
Christ is alive and he remains with us, said the Pope. He said the morning of Easter represents the perennial youth of the Church and of humanity as a whole. Easter, said Pope Francis, is the beginning of a new world set free from the slavery of sin and death.
E non abbandona quanti sono alla prova. Nel dolore, nel lutto.
Jesus, he added, does not abandon those who face hardship and sorrow, and he named the many parts of the world that are witnessing various forms of conflict. Pope Francis said Easter keeps our eyes focused on the Middle East, praying that Christians there patiently persevere in their witness to the risen Lord. He said the world risks forgetting the people of Syria, calling for a renewed commitment for a political solution. The Pope prayed that the light of Easter illuminate all government leaders in the Middle East, beginning with the Israelis and Palestinians, and lead them to pursue a future of peace and stability. Pope Francis then turned to the African continent, first calling for an end to the bloodshed in Libya. He urged those involved to choose dialogue over force. The Pope said parts of the African continent are rife with social tensions, conflicts, and violent forms of extremism that lead to death and destruction. He specifically mentioned Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, and Cameroon.
Il mio pensiero va pure al Sudan.
Sudan, he added, is experiencing a moment of political uncertainty, voicing his hope that all parties will be heard. Pope Francis prayed that God sustain the efforts towards peace in South Sudan following a recent spiritual retreat in the Vatican. The Holy Father spoke briefly about the continuing conflict in eastern Ukraine, praying for efforts towards a lasting peace. Turning his thoughts to the Americas, Pope Francis prayed that the joy of the resurrection fill the hearts of those experiencing difficult political and economic situations.
Penso in particolare al popolo venezuelano.
I think in particular of the Venezuelan people, he said, and of all those who lack the minimal conditions for leading a dignified and secure life due to a crisis that endures and worsens. The Pope also prayed for a peaceful, negotiated solution to the political crisis in Nicaragua. Finally, Pope Francis asked the Lord to make us builders of bridges, not walls, and to end the roar of arms, both in conflict zones and within cities.
Cristo vive.
Christ is alive, the Pope concluded. May we let ourselves be renewed in Him. And he wished everyone a happy Easter.
Buona Pasqua.
Exultet iam angelica turba celorum.
The celebration of Easter really began on Saturday evening with the Vigil Mass. Pope Francis presided over the beautiful liturgy in St. Peter's Basilica that was full of smells, bells, and candlelight. In his homily, the Pope reflected on the angels' question to the women who visited Jesus' tomb, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Pope Francis challenged all Christians to roll away the stones of sin and discouragement, as Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Many people consider the Easter Vigil liturgy to be the most beautiful of all Catholic liturgies. Celebrated on Holy Saturday night, it provides a dramatic introduction to Easter. Through the powerful symbols of fire, light, music, and the water of baptism, everything speaks of hope and rebirth. And Pope Francis did the same in his homily. The Pope began with the image of the women bringing spices to the tomb. They found a stone blocking the entrance and feared their journey had been in vain. The journey of those women is also our own, said the Pope. At times it seems that everything comes up against a stone. But today we see that our journey is not in vain, he continued.
Pasqua, la festa della rimozione delle pietre.
Easter is the feast of tombstones taken away, rocks rolled aside. God takes away even the hardest stones against which our hopes and expectations crash, death, sin, fear, worldliness. Pope Francis then challenged us to identify the stone we personally need to roll back from our hearts. He began with the stone of discouragement, which is what blocks hope, he said. We become cynical, negative, and despondent. But the Lord is not to be found in resignation. He's not the God of the dead, but of the living.
La pietra del peccato.
The stone of sin is what seals the heart shut, said the Pope. He described sin as looking for life among the dead, for the meaning of life in things that pass away. Sin is like a stone before the entrance to your heart, keeping God's light from entering in. Better to choose Jesus, the true light, over the glitter of wealth, career, pride, and pleasure. Pope Francis then returned to the image of the women at the tomb, frightened, their faces bowed to the ground.
Non hanno il coraggio di alzare lo sguardo.
They didn't have the courage to look up, he said, reminding us how often we do the same thing. Glum and closed up within ourselves, we feel in control. But the Pope suggested we should ask, am I gazing at graveyards or looking for the living one?
Pasqua ci insegna che il credente si ferma poco al cimitero.
Easter teaches us that believers do not linger at graveyards, added Pope Francis. We are called to go forth and meet the living one. The Pope's final invitation was to ask for the grace not to be carried by the current, the sea of our problems, not to run aground on the shoals of sin or crash on the reefs of discouragement and fear.
Cerchiamo lui in tutto, prima di tutto.
Let us seek him in all things and above all things, concluded the Pope, because with him we will rise again. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
As Pope Francis mentioned in his address to the city and to the world today, the events surrounding Easter focus our attention on the Holy Land. The 13 patriarchs and heads of Christian churches in Jerusalem have issued a message detailing their hopes for the Easter season. They pray for peace throughout the world and they call for Jerusalem's status quo agreement to be maintained. Robin Gomes has more.
The 13 patriarchs and heads of Christian churches in Jerusalem convey their Easter greeting to the people of the Holy Land, the larger Middle East, and the world, wishing that the words of Christ, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly," be realized everywhere. In a joint message, the leaders note that the life promised by Jesus is in abundance, not in scarcity. While Jerusalem, the city of the resurrection, is the beacon of hope and life, they say it is also the city of peace and reconciliation. Therefore, the multi-religious and multicultural status of Jerusalem has to be maintained, and all Abrahamic faiths may find it none other than the city of peace and tranquility. Historically, Jerusalem has been a sacred city for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. In 1947, a United Nations resolution proposed an international status for Jerusalem being holy to the followers of the three monotheistic religions worldwide. However, this international status of Jerusalem has been a painful issue between Israel and Palestine. While Israel has declared the whole city to be its united and eternal capital, Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of their future independent state. In their Easter message, the heads of Jerusalem's churches pledged to continue praying for a just and lasting peace in Jerusalem and throughout the world. "We are steadfast in praying for all regions of violence and distress, especially violence against innocent people and places of worship." While praying for all women and children who face violence and injustice throughout the globe, they call upon all people to respect the dignity of every human person and walk together towards wholeness and fullness of life. I'm Robin Gomes.
Briefly in news from around the world, in Mali, an attack on a United Nations convoy killed one peacekeeper on Saturday and wounded four others. The attack took place in the central Mopti region. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence and said peacekeepers responded by killing one attacker and detaining eight others. In Libya, explosions shook Tripoli on Saturday night as the forces of General Khalifa Haftar stepped up their assault on the capital. The Eastern Commander is carrying out a two-week offensive against the internationally recognized government. The UN says at least 220 combatants and civilians have died in the fighting that has displaced over 20,000 people. Authorities in Saudi Arabia thwarted an attack on a state security building in the central Riyadh province, killing four assailants. Three Saudi security force members were injured in the attack. A spokesman said the attackers were carrying explosive materials. Voters in Ukraine went to the polls on Sunday in an election pitting the incumbent president against a television comedian. Surveys say Volodymyr Zelensky is favored to win over President Petro Poroshenko. Both candidates have pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course. And finally, Britain's Queen Elizabeth celebrated her 93rd birthday on Sunday by attending an Easter service at Windsor Castle. The Queen is the world's oldest and longest reigning monarch. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks go to our sound engineers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.